This is a CK to Z news update. The Cortez Community Economic Development Association, CEDA, is currently accepting applications for a COVID Community Recovery Coordinator to assist the island's economy, small businesses, partner organizations, and individuals in moving beyond the pandemic. CK to Z News spoke with Beatrix Baxter, who sits on the association's board of directors, regarding the new position and what she hopes it will bring to the island.
We're working with our funding partners from the Island Coastal Economic Trust, ICET. We've been working with them on a lot of different projects over the years. They funded the LEAP report, which we published in 2018. They actually are also working with us on our community visioning for the commercial land right behind Manson's Hall. So they've been really supportive of CEDA and Cortez Island's work, and they helped us fund this role, which is the COVID Community Recovery Coordinator. So this is kind of a flexible position. We're really hoping to work with a successful candidate to figure out what they're interested in doing with the community and what we actually do need. So there is actually quite a lot of flexibility with it, but basically we are imagining that it's going to be kind of a liaison position where a person who will be working with entrepreneurs and businesses that already exist, our partners like Clahoos First Nation and the Community Foundation and the Housing Society. So just anybody who's kind of working in wellness and development. We have this kind of unique moment where we've been through this huge pandemic. It's ongoing. We have an opportunity to really look at how we've been conducting ourselves and think about where we actually do want to go as we are facing climate collapse and all kinds of really frightening things. And hopefully this person will help figure out, along with CEDA and members of our community, what kinds of things we can move into, economically speaking. Mostly it'll be working with all of our different organizations as a liaison role to try to figure out what relationships and partnerships can be cultivated, what people want to be doing with their time, and how we can support people in gaining the skills and the support, the funding support that they would need in order to try something new or to move into something more sustainable, maybe.
So just there, you're referring not to just the position, but their role in helping other people find work, et cetera.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a big part of the job, really helping other folks to land after this big pandemic. We've had a huge interruption. We already were dealing with a lot of economic stress. We have lots of businesses that are trying to transition to new ownership or that are struggling. Staffing is a huge problem. How do we attract the right people to the island and give them housing so they can stay? People want to be doing meaningful things with their time, and it's not always possible currently. So this person is going to be someone who will help connect and support others in creating meaningful opportunities, whether it's for an existing business or for their own entrepreneurial idea, how to actually take that to the next level and find funding for it, find partnership within the local community here.
That sounds really needed. Are there any projects that this role might develop that you already have in mind that you could speak about?
I don't really know, because we were really wanting to keep it a bit open for whatever is going to really spark the person who wants to do this job. We do need somebody who will go and really ask everybody, how has COVID impacted you? What do you need right now? That's kind of a big project that this person will hopefully take on, is doing this very basic, what has happened to you over the last 2 years and what do you need right now? So that could be as simple as a survey, or really more about looking for somebody who wants to talk directly with folks who've been impacted most by COVID and, yeah, having those conversations. And then this person, we're also hoping will maybe be developing some programs, and we don't know what those are yet, but they might involve education. They might involve helping to develop digital tools for some of the things that we are now moving more and more onto online. So that could be tourism, that could be artisanal production and shipping and things like that. I think the needs assessment is obviously the most important first step that that person will take on. And from there, the programs hopefully will be more obvious.
Are you hoping for somebody local?
Yeah, definitely. It's a one-year position with the funding we have currently, but we're hoping that this person who will be working for us will want to keep working for us and we'll find a way to transition this position into something more long-term and really integrated into the community, not just this emergency kind of stopgap sort of role. So it would be ideal to find somebody who's living here, who's looking for this kind of work, who would find a lot of meaning and purpose in this kind of a role. So that would be the goal, although we're definitely open. You know, a lot of people want to be moving here. But yeah, definitely with community economic development, we're always looking at what do we have here locally, kind of genius, what kind of energy, what kind of passion do we have here locally, and how can we work with that?
And how is it going so far? Are you getting lots of responses?
Yeah, we have some really great people who've applied so far, and we're hoping for a few more applications. I think with the CETA, our whole vision or the way we want to operate is to just kind of meet people where they're at and then be able to fan whatever their interests are and be able to, this is for all of the projects that we take on. We look for a champion or somebody who's really passionate about something. And then how can we help them incubate whatever great idea they have and create a sustainable plan so they can keep going with it. So I think all of the candidates that we'll be interviewing, and hopefully more will apply to, but all of them, I think, will want to work with in some way or another, or find ways we can work with each and every single one of these people and find different projects, even if it doesn't end up working out for this particular job. What we hope to do with anyone who's interested in working for CETA is to find some way to support them in doing something they'd find meaningful.
And currently your application deadline is tomorrow, 5 p.m.?
I don't think we're going to be starting interviews until the 17th at the earliest. So I'll probably extend the deadline out at least into the 15th, but I'll update the timeline post with that. We just want to make sure that people have enough time. It's not an overwhelming or taxing application process. We just want to get a letter of introduction, why somebody's interested in the job, and then resume so we can get a sense of what people are bringing. But really, the interviews are where we're going to dig into what somebody would want to offer this position, what we're expecting, that kind of thing. So it's not too heavy of an application process. We're hoping to just gather as many people as would be interested.
You've been listening to an interview with Beatrix Baxter, a director of the Cortez Community Economic Development Association, regarding the COVID Community Recovery Coordinator role.